Among the groups vying for attention at a crowded state capitol are advocates for public campaign financing. Governor Andrew Cuomo has put into his budget a plan that would use state funds to match small donor contributions in a 7-to-1 ratio. For instance, if a donor gave $10, the candidate would get $70. Jessica Wisneski with the government reform group Citizen Action says a report released this week by New York University's Brennan Center illustrates why the change is needed.
In New York State, top campaign 100 donors gave more to candidates than all of the estimated 137,000 small donors combined. Small donations amounted to only 5% of all funds raised by candidates in the 2018 election cycle. That is a shame.
The assembly sponsor of a public campaign finance bill, Linda Rosenthal, says it's a way to allow people who aren't wealthy to run for office and could lessen the influence of big money donors on issues like housing.
Landlords and big real estate have had, they've had legislators in their pockets because they've contributed to legislators' pockets, to their campaigns. And they have had the run of show here.
Advocates are hopeful of passage. The Senate is controlled by Democrats for the first time in a decade, and several freshman senators won their campaigns without large donations from individuals or corporations. But some advocates say they don't want their items to be part of the budget. Criminal justice reform advocates are seeking an end to cash bail, faster court processing, and a change in discovery laws to give defendants earlier access to any evidence or lack of evidence a prosecutor may have against them. Nick Encalada Malinowski with Vocal New York says in the past, policy items needed to be horse-traded between the governor, Democrats in the Assembly, and Republicans in the Senate. He says with Democrats now leading all three offices, there's room for more thoughtful consideration of important legislation outside of the budget.
The details are very important. Every or makes a huge difference to the number of people that are going to be left incarcerated in New York State. We don't want these bills to be in the budget where they can be traded against issues that are unrelated to them, like property taxes or legislative salaries.
Malinowski says the measure should advance the old-fashioned way, with the legislature considering and approving a bill for a governor to sign or veto. Even though the governor and Senate are members of the same party now, there have been some disagreements that might make budget negotiations more difficult. Cuomo and Senate Democrats are feuding over the failure of the Amazon project in Long Island City, Queens. Amazon ended a deal to receive $3 billion worth of public-funded subsidies in exchange for creating an estimated 25,000 jobs. Senate Republicans, whose numbers are down to just 23 members out of a 63-member chamber, seized the opportunity to drive a further wedge between the Democrats. Senate Minority Leader John Flanagan says when the GOP was in power, they were better at leading and minimizing public arguments.
What's being played out right now, it is all their fault. If they're going to be sniping at each other, we didn't create that. They blew at least 25,000 jobs.
Flanagan says Republicans may not control the chamber anymore, but they will still try to use their influence to get a state property tax cap made permanent, a measure backed by Cuomo and some Senate Democrats, including the Senate Majority Leader. Flanagan says he'd also like to see a permanent state spending cap. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.